Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. Twin bombings in Syria's capital Saturday are said to have killed at least 40 people and wounded dozens more, making it one of the most deadly attacks in the Syrian capital during the six-year civil war. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the blast hit an area of Damascus near Shiite mausoleums that draw pilgrims from around the world. The pilgrims had gathered at a bus station to visit a nearby cemetery. Iraq's foreign ministry said most of the dead and wounded were Iraqis. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party won a landslide victory in the political crucial northern state of Uttar Pradesh, giving the Indian leader a huge boost halfway through his term. Sanjay Kumar is a political analyst in New Delhi.
All a win-win situation for Mr. Modi and for BJP. This indicates an approval of Modi's policies. This also gives an indication that Modi's popularity is clearly intact. He has been able to establish a good connect with the people.
Modi personally led his party's campaign in Uttar Pradesh, promising growth and defending his controversial ban on high-value currency notes, which many feared would alienate poor voters in an impoverished state. The U.S. plans to send 1,000 soldiers to Kuwait as part of its effort to counter the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. The plan comes as officials tell VOA a contingent of U.S. Marines have arrived in Syria to provide additional capabilities for allied forces working to push the Islamic State forces from their de facto capital of Raqqa, Syria. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Turkish President Recep